Hi, Bu'umi. This is Lisa. I'm here to answer some of your questions that you have about English. And the first one I will talk about is the different ways that you can address people politely in English. And it's a little confusing, but after you practice, you will understand. So there's two ways that you address people. The first is if you know that person's name, and the second is if you do not know their name. So the first one I will talk about is if you know the person's name. So for example, if I have a friend who is a man and their name is Captain America, I would say Mr. America, because I'm putting Mr. and their last name together. So if Captain America was my English teacher, I would say, Mr. America, I have a question. And he would answer, because it's the polite way to talk to someone who is a man. Now let's say my teacher is a woman. This is where it gets a little complicated, because there are two ways that you can address a woman politely in English. The first is if you know that that woman is married, you would put Mrs. together with their last name. So for example, my name is Lisa Christensen, and if I was married and I was your teacher, you would call me Mrs. Christensen. But because I'm not married, you would just say Miss, so Miss Christensen, okay? So to summarize, for people who we know what their names are and we want to address them politely, for a man, we put together Mr. and their last name, and for a woman, we put together Mrs. and their last name, if it's a woman, and or if they're married, excuse me, so Mrs., their last name, if it's a woman, and if it's a woman who is not married or just wants to be called Ms., because sometimes women can be married and just prefer to be called Miss, and their last name. So if you don't know if someone is married or not, you can just use Mr. and Miss, and that's if you know their name. Now, if you don't know someone's name and you are just want to talk to someone, maybe you see someone you want to talk to or practice your English with, but you don't know their name, you can use sir, ma'am, or miss. So if you see a man and you want to talk to them and practice your English, but you don't know their name, you can say, excuse me, sir. Or if you see a woman and you want to practice their English, you can say, excuse me, miss. Or excuse me, ma'am, and you would use ma'am for an older woman. I hope that makes sense. So just to summarize everything again, if you have someone who is your teacher, you would put together, and is a man, you would say Mr. and their last name. If you have someone who is your teacher and is a woman, you would put together, and they're married and they want to say Mrs., you would say Mrs. and their last name. If you have a teacher who is a woman, or a woman who's not married is married but wants to be referred to as Miss, you would say Miss and their last name or their first name, whatever they prefer. For those ones, it's also just important, you can always ask someone what they prefer to be called, what they would like to be called, and they will tell you. That's always the most polite. Again, if you don't know someone's name, you would, and it's a man, you can say, sir, excuse me, I'd like to practice my English with you, for example. Or if it's a woman, you would say ma'am if she's older, or miss if she's younger, but you can always use miss because it's the most polite. Okay, I hope that helps. I will send some more answers to your questions soon.
Hi Lisa, apa kabar kawan? How are things going? I hope all is well with you. School is not open yet. Students learn from home. I did some survey before my class. One of the questions is, how long my student have been learning English? Most of the answers, nearly 90%, are about 10 years learning English. They started from kindergarten. They also have difficulties in studying English. Most of them, also more than 90%, they said that they are not very confident with their English. I wonder, do you have any suggestions about it, please? My students and I also get very confused sometimes about using the word Mr. and Ma'am. Will you help me about that, please? And last, about apologizing. Some people say, I'm so sorry if I make mistake at the end of the writing or speak. What do you think about it? Thank you for the answers, Lisa. Have a good day.